BBC News with Eileen McHugh. It's still not clear whether the final round of the presidential election in Afghanistan will go ahead, following the withdrawal by the opposition leader, Abdullah Abdullah, who said he feared the runoff vote would not be fair. The incumbent, Hamid Karzai, has said the issue should be decided by the Afghan Independent Election Commission. This report from Andrew North in Kabul.
It was hoped Afghanistan's second presidential election since the ousting of the Taliban would be an improvement on the first. Instead, it ended in disarray with the challenger, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, pulling out of a runoff because, he said, not enough had been done to stop yet more fraud. His supporters applauded, but some Afghans are unhappy that there may now not be a proper contest. The Taliban are promising more violence if there is a second round. So efforts are now underway to find a legal means of bringing things to an end.
Officials in Sri Lanka have confirmed that the US authorities intend to interview the country's senior military commander about alleged war crimes during the army's conflict with Tamil Tiger rebels. A Sri Lankan government source told the BBC that objections had been raised with the Americans about their plans to question General Sarat Fonseca, who is currently on an official visit to the US. Two people have been arrested in Thailand for allegedly spreading rumours about the health of the country's king that led to a slump in the Thai stock market last month. Police said the two were charged with spreading false information, as Abby Maudsley reports.
Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who's 81, was admitted to hospital almost 6 weeks ago with what palace officials described as fever and fatigue. In mid-October, Thai stocks tumbled as rumours spread that he might be more sick than officials were letting on. The king's health is a matter of extreme anxiety in Thailand. He's seen by many as a unifying figure through decades of political instability, prompting concerns about what will happen when he dies.
Israeli police say they're holding a Jewish settler who they say has confessed to a string of high-profile hate attacks carried out over many years. They say they believe the man acted alone. Catherine Utley reports.
The police say the man they're holding, Yaakov Tatel, an American immigrant, was arrested last month as he was handing out leaflets condemning homosexuals. Among the crimes they say he's confessed to are the killings of two Palestinians more than a decade ago and the bombing last year of the home of Professor Zeev Sternhill, an Israeli peace activist well known for his opposition to West Bank settlements. After that attack, in which Professor Sternhill was wounded, posters were found offering a reward to anyone who killed a member of the Israeli group Peace Now, which also campaigns against settlements.
Catherine Utley reporting. World News from the BBC. The Iraqi parliament has again failed to vote on an election law, despite warnings from the Electoral Commission that further delay could force a postponement of polls due in January. Earlier, the UN warned that it couldn't guarantee to endorse the parliamentary election if MPs didn't pass the bill. MPs told the BBC that the vote might not be held for several days. The United States says Mexico has extradited 100 suspected criminals to face trial in America so far this year, a record annual total. The latest group of 11 defendants are accused of offences including murder, rape and drug trafficking. The U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said the extradition sent the message that suspected criminals could not escape justice by fleeing across the Mexican border. Venezuela says 11 players of a Colombian amateur football team who were kidnapped and killed on its territory last month were members of a paramilitary group. Venezuela's defense minister, Ramon Carrizales, said the men appear to have been training in the border region as part of a plan to destabilize Venezuela and may have been killed by a rival Colombian armed group. The killings have fueled growing tension between Venezuela and Colombia. The former US President Bill Clinton has attended the unveiling of a statue of himself in the Kosovan capital, Pristina. Thousands of people turned out to watch. Here's our Balkans correspondent, Mark Lowen.
It is over 3 metres tall, weighs around 900 kilograms, and is sprayed in gold. A smiling statue of Bill Clinton that will permanently mark the centre of Pristina on Bill Clinton Boulevard. 10 years ago, the Clinton White House sanctioned NATO's 78-day bombing campaign against Yugoslavia, forcing Belgrade to withdraw its troops from Kosovo. And so this work of art is a gesture of gratitude to Mr. Clinton for his support. Unveiling the statue, the former US president said he had to take a photo to show his wife, to prove he hadn't made the whole thing up.
BBC News.